praise the Lord, hallelujah. For the Bible says, enter into his courts with praise and enter into his gates with thanksgiving. You ought to bless the Lord. If he did anything good for you, you ought to bless him. Hallelujah, Jesus. You ought to lift him up, hallelujah. You ought to praise his name, hallelujah. Let your voice be heard in the heavens, hallelujah. Let it be heard amongst the angels, hallelujah. Oh, glory, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, God has been too good to me. Hallelujah. My God, too good to me. Hallelujah, Jesus. I was having a conversation today. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And the person began to testify about me. I tell them, that's your story you telling. I ain't got nothing to say. You go on and you tell your story. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I don't have no sad story to tell. Hallelujah. Because in my heart, I know deep down in my soul, I know that it is well. Amen. I know that I know that I know that it is working together for my good. Hallelujah. Anyone else can prophesy when you are the called of the Lord according to his purpose. And when you know that you know that you know that you love him. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know that you are obedient to him. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know that you're anchored in him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. Hey, glory God. I'm not going to be quiet down here because I'm not going to be quiet in heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Everything in New Jerusalem, everything in that heavenly sanctuary is praising God. Hallelujah. Everything. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Posture yourself in the presence of the Lord. Posture yourself in worship. Posture yourself in prayer. Hallelujah. Glory. Don't come to the service being a rock. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
My Lord God.
Hallelujah. I ain't afraid to say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord praise him. Let the redeemed of the Lord listen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory, God. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Beloved, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Amen. Our website is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. We invite you to peruse it. Amen. That it may bless you. We invite you to partake in, amen, our biblical college that is also online, that is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurchtheologicalinstitute.com. Amen. Praise God. Where you could study the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. At any time, at your own pace. Praise God. Amen. You get up at 1 o'clock in the morning, you log in there, and the word is waiting on you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We want to point you in the direction of Jesus the Christ. Praise God. Amen. Don't forget to download the church app. We promise you will bless you. Go to your Google Play Store and your Apple Store. Amen. And download the app. Amen. Daily Bible readings. Hallelujah, my God. All set in place for your strengthening, for your edification, for your direction. At the touch of the finger, you have CSDC prayers and sermons. Amen. Hallelujah. To be able to encourage you in your walk with Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm excited about God this November 1st. My God, we got 2 months left in this year. Anybody excited? Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. I'm excited. My hallelujah. Lord. That God brought us through COVID. Amen. I'm excited. Hallelujah. Yes. That God brought us through the police
shooting.
I'm excited. Hallelujah. Jesus. My God. Hallelujah. The craziness of the world, God brought us through, kept us from evil. Hallelujah. You ought to be excited. 2 months left in 2020, my God. Yes. Hallelujah.
He did,
Jesus. Hallelujah. And we're still here, beloved. Hallelujah. And we want to finish these 2 months up strong. Hallelujah. Don't get tired now. my God, hallelujah. I got a word today that's going to mount you up on his wings of eagles. There is a word from the Lord. Structure your faith to receive. Hallelujah, Jesus. We want to build your expectations. We want you to anticipate a move of God in the latter part of this year. Hallelujah. Yes. God is still blessed. Hallelujah. Yes. He's still in the blessing business, my God. Anybody feel like being blessed?
Yes.
Hallelujah,
God. Yes.
Anybody feel like being blessed? Hallelujah. I feel like being blessed by my Lord. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. My God, I know it's my time. There's a blessing in this room for me. Hallelujah. I'm not leaving without my blessing, my strength, my joy, my peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You got to talk like you know his name. Hallelujah. Or just really get to know his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, my God, my God.
My Lord, my Lord.
Hallelujah. He's good, I know. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God, my God. Two more months, beloved. Two more months. Hallelujah. Make it count. Stir up the gift that is on the inside. Make it count. Make it count. Hallelujah. Don't leave out of 2020 empty handed. I'm leaving out with my stuff. Hallelujah. Stepping out of the old into the new. My God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. My God,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
As we simmer down our spirits, amen, hallelujah. I heard the Bible say that the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. Praise God. We should be able to control our spirit. Amen, hallelujah. Thank God for the praise. Hallelujah. But we're going to prepare the service to hear the word. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to ask that Minister Ardeen Allen, amen, hallelujah, open us up in prayer, and that she do the scripture reading as well. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless the Lord, my soul, and all that's within me. I bless it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we're in your presence this morning, God, we just want to tell you thank you, Lord God. It's another day above ground, dear Lord God. Father God, we are still here, Lord God, in the land of the living, dear Lord God. Despite whatever is going on around us, dear Lord Jesus, all the distractions, dear Lord God, oh God, you have keeping us, dear Lord God. Oh God, we're keeping our minds focused on you and you alone, dear Lord God, because it's you, dear Lord God, that's in control of all things, dear Lord God. Oh yes, dear Lord God. Contend, Lord God, just to cover some of your blood, Lord God. Let your angels encamp it around us, Lord God. These days of so much uncertainty, dear Lord God, when there's so much uproar, dear Lord Jesus. But we know, Lord God, that you will calm it down, dear Lord Jesus, because it's your peace, dear Lord God, that we stand on, Lord God. The peace that passed all understanding. The peace that the world didn't give it, dear Lord God, so the world can't take it, dear Lord God. As we say, peace be still in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you for what you're doing right now, dear Lord God. Some things that we don't understand, dear Lord God. But, Father God, we know that some things, Lord God, are ordained by you, Lord God. And some things are allowed by you, Lord God. So help us, Lord God, that we focus only on you, Lord God, and the things of you, dear Lord God. Oh, God, that we lean not to our understanding, dear Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
But your will be done, dear Lord God. Oh, yes, dear Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. Oh, God, you have your complete way up on our land, dear Lord God. And your will be done, dear Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Cover your children, dear Lord God. We need you so more than ever, dear Lord God, as we look at the things, Lord God, that are not seen, dear Lord God, because those things are only temporal, dear Lord God. And the things that we do see, don't see, dear Lord God, those are the things that are eternal, dear Lord God. So you have your way in our lives, dear Lord God. Go to every home, dear Lord God. Cover us under your blood, Lord God. Let your blood, your that your angels, Lord God, to stand over our houses, dear Lord Jesus, and the death angel will have to pass over, dear Lord God. Oh, yes, dear Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Only you can calm the storm, dear Lord Jesus. Father God, we won't move until you bless us, dear Lord God, because we know that your promises are yea and amen, dear Lord God. You've been a healer, dear Lord God. You're a mind regulator, dear Lord God, and you're a provider, dear Lord God. Oh, yes, dear Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord God. We thank you and we love you, dear Lord God. Move on behalf of your apostle this morning as the word comes forth, dear Lord God. Speak, Lord Jesus, that your people will hear, dear Lord Jesus, and take heed, dear Lord God, and apply this word unto their hearts, dear Lord God. Oh, God, bless someone on today, Lord God, that comes searching, Lord God, that's come inquiring, dear Lord Jesus, that they will get answers, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord God, answers that only you can give, dear Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To know that it is well, dear Lord God. It is well. Everything concerning your people, Lord God, it is well, dear Lord God. If we just hold on to your unchanging hands, dear Lord God. Oh, yes, dear Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name, Lord God. We exalt you on today, dear Lord Jesus. We give you glory, Lord God. We magnify your name, Lord God, because you are worthy to be praised, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. We tell you thank you, Lord God. Thank you. If we had 10,000 tongues, we still couldn't thank you enough, dear Lord God, because you've just been that good to us, dear Lord God. So good, dear Lord Jesus. So have your way, Lord God, in this service, dear Lord God. Move like never before, dear Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And let all God's people say, amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And our scripture reading for today is coming from 1 Corinthians 13. Amen.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 13. If everyone has it, you can just go ahead and say amen when you find it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1. Though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gifts of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profit me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself and is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinking no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass, darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Amen, and here ends the word of God.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
My God, hallelujah. We thank God for that opening prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the scripture reading, amen, charity is love. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. That is the fruit that we all must bear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said they shall know us by our fruit. Amen. Hallelujah. You can have gifts and speaking in tongues, but if you ain't got no love, my God, my God, my God, if you don't have no love, praise God, the Bible says you're just as a clinging cymbal. Hallelujah, making noise for nothing. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We thank God for the love of God. Hallelujah, for the Christ deep down on the inside. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I know it was the blood, and I know it was the blood. And I know it was the blood that saved me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. And I know it was the blood that saved me. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory to his name. There is power, power, wonder-working power, and it's in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory to his name. The only thing that could wash away our sin is nothing but the blood of Jesus. My God, beloved, on today, my God, the word of the Lord, hallelujah. My God, the text, the subject that I would like to give to you on today is let the blood speak. Let the blood speak, praise God. Amen. And I know some of you are saying, what are you talking about, Apostle? The blood don't have a mouth, praise God. How can the blood speak? Amen. So I want you to turn with me to Hebrews. Amen. And we're going to read chapter 12. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read Hebrews chapter 12. Praise God. Hallelujah. Who is that on the Savannah, Georgia line? Is that, who is that? Who number is 912503? Praise God. Minister Ardeen, I'm going to ask that you begin to read for me chapter 12. We're going to start at verse 1, for this is worship service. Amen. That you can get an understanding of the scripture. And we are going to read all of chapter 12. So I hope you all have your Bibles today. Minister Ardeen, I'm going to ask that you begin to read from verse 1, and I'm going to ask that you read down to verse, down to verse 11. Amen. And then we will have someone else read from 12 to 28, amen, to 29, amen. And so I release the line to you, Minister Ardeen.
Amen. Hebrews 12, verse 1. Mm-hmm. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endureth such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest he be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise thou not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If he endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, wherefore all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons? Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but ye for our profits, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yielded and peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby.
Amen, beloved. Wherefore lift up, this is verse 12, wherefore lift up the hands. which hang down in the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord, looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. For ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest. 19 says, and the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. For they could not endure that which was commanded, and if so much as a beast touch the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. 21, and so terrible was the sight of Moses, that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, that heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not who refuse him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Whose voice then shook the earth? But now that he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word yet once more signifies things that are shaken as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptable with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Amen. And the word of God is blessed, beloved. But on today, I want to bring you to the attention of verse 24. And it says, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Amen. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, hide me behind your cross. Don't let it be me that the people see or hear, oh God. Let them be able to look past me and see and hear you, Jesus. Let them reverence your word, hallelujah, that is being spoken unto them this day. May they pull the virtue and the strength and the resource out of it, oh God. Hallelujah, the very blessing, my God, that you would have for them today, the edification. And we give you all the glory, and we give you all the praise, and we give you all the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, our thought today is let the blood speak. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. As I was reading this text and it said to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, that means Jesus is him that is between us, who is God's creation, and God. Amen. He's mediating on our behalf through the new covenant, because it is him that died amen, for our sins, beloved, without the shedding of the skin and without the tearing of the skin and the shedding of the blood, amen, there is no remission for sin. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody had to die. And so this text is saying, amen, that it's not like we are the children of Israel, amen, where they had to see smoke coming from the mountain, a mount quake, amen, hallelujah, where they were fearful even. Moses said it was terrible, amen, hallelujah. God is saying that we're able to come before him seated in heavenly places spiritually already, amen, before the angels, amen, hallelujah, before God himself, that is not a terrible sight for us, amen. Why? Because we are hidden in Christ, amen. And it says, into the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel, amen. Hallelujah. So, beloved, I want to, amen, take you to Genesis, amen, chapter 4, verse 10. And it says, and he said, what have you done? This is God speaking to Cain. The voice of your brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. Amen. Hallelujah. So this means that the blood have a voice, beloved. Amen. The blood speaks. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is saying that the blood of Christ, amen, is mediating a new covenant where Abel's blood cried out, amen, because he was slain. He cried out because he could not help himself. He cried out because he died at the hand of his own brother. Amen. Jesus' blood came speaking redemption. Jesus' blood came speaking upliftment. Jesus' blood came canceling out your sin debt. Hallelujah. This blood mediated the new covenant. This blood spoke greater things than that of Abel. Amen. Beloved, there are some things, amen, that you need to know about the blood, amen. Hallelujah. You need to know that, amen, the blood is so important because the life is in the blood, amen. Hallelujah. My God, your life is in your blood. When your blood is spilled and you lose so much blood, you lose your life. There's no way you can continue living if you lose too much blood, amen. Hallelujah. Leviticus 17, amen, verse 11 says, for the life of a creature is in the blood, and I have given it to you to make atonement for yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. And yourselves. Amen. And so we find that in Leviticus, in that time, they was using bulls and rams and sheep. Amen. To atone for their sins. Amen. Hallelujah. And it says, on the altar, it is the blood that makes atonement for one's life. Amen. But we're speaking about the blood of Jesus. And so if the blood of bulls and rams were important at that time, how much more important than him that died once and never had to die again. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. How much more important is that? And so if the life of the creature is in the blood, then whose life was in Jesus' blood? Amen. This very blood that was shed for you. Amen. It wasn't a creature's life. Amen. God came down himself and wrapped his word in flesh and dwelt among us, beloved. And so in the blood of Christ is the very divine life of God. This is the blood that is speaking for you. The life of God came down 42 generations. Amen. Wrapped himself in flesh, died your death, and paid your sin debt. And so the blood that was shed wasn't nothing ordinary. Amen. It was supernatural. It was divine. It was extraordinary. Amen. Hallelujah. So the blood that is speaking on your behalf, amen, that speaks better things than Abel. Amen. It wasn't the blood of the created. Hallelujah. It is the blood of the Creator. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, I hope you're getting this today. Amen. Hebrews 9, amen, and 22 says, and by the law, almost all things are purged and cleansed, amen, with blood, and without shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Amen. There is no forgiveness or release of sin without the shedding of the blood. Beloved, I'm speaking to you today to let you know that something had to die. Amen. Someone was going to die. Amen. For the redemption and the remission of the sins of man. Amen. Matthew 5:17 says, do not think or think not
that I come to destroy the law of the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Amen. Hallelujah. And so you will see that this is the Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus. And some would say, well, Apostle, we're not under the law, my God, but Christ is who the law spoke of. Amen. All of that stuff was a type or a symbol of the Christ to come. So no, he did not come to abolish the very thing that pointed toward him. Amen. He came to fulfill it, to walk it out, that it may manifest, that it may be established. Amen. That you can have a right to the tree of life, that you can be redeemed, that you can be in right standing with God again. Amen. Praise God. And 24 speaks of here, amen, the blood of sprinkling. Amen. That speaketh, where was this blood sprinkled? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hebrews 10:22 says, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith. Amen. Beloved, without faith, we cannot please God. Amen. Don't come to the service with your head hung down. Amen. Muster you up some faith to receive what it is that God is releasing, my God. Hallelujah. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, amen, and our bodies washed with pure water, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That this is what took place, the blood of Christ upon our faith in him, in his finished work at the cross, is sprinkled upon our heart, is sprinkled on our spirit, amen. Sprinkled from an evil, amen, conscience, amen. That means that we are being purged, amen. And then it goes on and says, amen, and our bodies washed with pure water. And the only pure water that I know of is by the water of the washing of the word that sanctifies us. I want you to see Ephesians chapter 5, beloved, verse 26. I'm going to say it again. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. It says that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word of God. The reason why we give you so much word, because the word brings forth the water of Hallelujah. The washing. It's the pure washing. Beloved, you need the word of God, amen, to combat the evil conscience and that your body might be purged. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. The Christian standard says to make her holy, cleansing her with washing of water by the word. This is why we read so much scripture, because whether you believe it or not, whether you can see it, whether you can feel its effects, amen, the word of God is washing you right now. The mm-hmm. word of God is purging you right now. The word of God is sanctifying you right now. Praise God. This is why the Bible says don't add nothing to it and don't take nothing away.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't try to make it to fit your situation.
Come on.
Take it as it is. Eat the whole roll, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to his name. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, amen, the blood has power. Amen. My God. Hallelujah. The blood is also sprinkled, amen, up in heaven. Amen. Let us read, amen, Hebrews 9:11-15. Minister Ardeen, I ask that you pull that up for me. Hebrews 9:11-15. The blood of Jesus is not sprinkled in a sanctuary made by the hands of man. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, when he gave up his life, amen, hallelujah, he said, no man take my life. He said, I give it up. Hallelujah. He gave it up for your sin. Amen. Hallelujah. And when he gave up the ghost, amen, and rose on the third day and went down into Sheol and preached there, amen, and took the keys, he took the authority. Amen. Whatever authority the enemy has, he don't have that authority anymore. That's why he tries to beguile you and deceive you that you would lay down your authority like Adam did. He can't take nothing from you that you yourself ain't giving up. Beloved, I'm telling you, don't give it up. Don't lay it down. Don't believe the devil gospel. The enemy has a gospel, hallelujah, but it's not the truth. Amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We want to equip you in this hour. You need to be equipped. You need, hallelujah, to be strengthened. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. So Hebrews 9:11-15, woman of God, please read it for me.
Yes, amen, amen. Which was a figure of the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices, that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience, which stood only in meats and drinks and divers washings and carnal ordinances, imposed on them until the time of reformation. But Christ being come on high, priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with his hands, that is to say, not of this building. Neither
amen.
By... Oh, to 11. Amen. Amen.
No, go ahead and read to 15, woman of God.
Oh, okay. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctify it to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge our conscience from dead works to serve in the living God? And for this he is mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the First Testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance.
Amen. And the word of God is blessed. Amen. What Jesus did, he did not do in a sanctuary made by the hands of man. Amen. He is the high priest. There will never be another. He is high priest and king. Praise God. Amen. He sprinkled his blood on the heavenly sanctuary. Amen. As a payment for the redemption for our sin debt. Amen. As a payment, hallelujah, my God. So why do we still struggle with these things? Amen. That we are going through. Amen. Hallelujah. Why do we still fall short? Amen. When there's so much working in our favor. Amen. We have been redeemed by the blood, amen, of the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. We have been set free, amen, from the ordinances of the law. Amen. We have been delivered. Hallelujah. You are delivered, my God. Hallelujah. But why do you still feel like you are subject to the power of the thing that you've been delivered from? But I'm here today to make a proclamation over your life. For in the blood of Jesus, the Christ is where the provision of life is. For the divine life of God, which has no lack, is in the blood. Amen, beloved. Amen. Let the blood speak on your behalf. The blood is your weapon of warfare. Hallelujah. How many times a day, amen, do you plead the blood? Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, hallelujah, may the blood of Jesus cry out and prophesy for the turning of all lack into abundance. Amen. Concerning you, may the blood rewrite your story. Hallelujah. I don't care what your story is reading, but may the blood of Jesus open up his mouth and speak a more excellent thing concerning you. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the poor say, I am rich. Come on and prophesy. Let the blood speak on your behalf, hallelujah. Let the hung down head be lifted up, my God, hallelujah, Jesus. And may the blood pave a way for your future and the future of your generations. Amen, living life and life more abundantly. What God has for you is abundant life, my God. Amen. You should not be living life mediocre. My God, hallelujah. Mediocrity should not be a word that you know or a word that you operate in. My God, hallelujah. We ought to operate in the spirit of excellence. Why? Because the blood of Jesus, my God, was shed at Calvary. And when that blood hit the ground, my God, it spoke freedom. It spoke liberty. It spoke jubilee. Hallelujah. My God, my God, may the blood of Jesus be your divine protection. Amen. In choice, weapon of warfare, when in battles in the heavenlies for your sake. Amen. May the blood of Jesus blot out and rewrite every clinical diagnosis ever written and spoken against thee, my God. When you get sick and the doctor begin to say, it's high blood pressure, it's cancer, it's a rare disease that is eating at your brain. When they begin to guess all over you and put all these sicknesses on you, you ought to say the blood is speaking divine health. Divine health is my portion, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We got to learn to let the blood speak. The battle is not yours, it is the Lord's. Hallelujah.
Lord, yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, beloved. You ought to be encouraged on today, praise God. May the blood of Christ take down every Goliath, every giant of a thing, my God. Hallelujah. I don't care if it's working in your finances, if it's working, my God. Hallelujah. Concerning your mental health or your peace. If the giant is robbing you of your peace, if it's tormenting you and got you shrinking in fear, you ought to say the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak. Let the blood of Jesus blot it out. Let the blood of Jesus come up against and defeat every Haman in your life. My God, the spirit of Haman is still at work in the earth. Sometimes we look at these people and we say, boy, the children of Israel really went through something. Haman tried to annihilate a whole generation. My God, my God, my God. That was just the enemy trying to infiltrate, my God, to stop Christ from coming through this line. My God, hallelujah. But they fast and prayed for 3 days. And Queen Esther said, if I perish, let me perish, hallelujah, because I am going to see the king. May the blood of Jesus speak against every Haman in your life, every spirit, every agent of Satan, my God, that is trying to annihilate and destroy your generational line. May God change your fate now. Receive it in the name of Jesus, my God. May the blood of Jesus defeat every Herod and Pharaoh. See, we believe that Herod and Pharaoh, that they was just baby killers, my God. But they was much more than that, my God. Hallelujah. They didn't just want to kill babies. They wanted to kill the anointing. They wanted to kill the Messiah. They wanted to kill Moses because he was going to be a great deliverer. Hallelujah, Jesus. We come up against every spirit of Herod and Pharaoh that is coming up against your anointing now. In the name of Jesus, by the blood. Hallelujah, Jesus. May the blood defeat every Sanballat and every Tobiah. Hallelujah. That will come up against the good work that you're doing. You have to set it up in your heart that I am doing a good work and that I will not come down. I will not be moved. You got to put your sword, hallelujah, in one hand, my God. And I'm speaking about the word of God. Hallelujah. You got to put on the full arm of God while you're building. You got to be suited and booted to deal with the Sanballat and Tobias of today. And don't let Sanballat and Tobiah pull up a Shemaiah that will come and prophesy a lie to you and make you go running away from the very thing that you should be building and make you be in a place that you ain't got no business being. And God got to ask you, why are you here? Praise God. Hallelujah. May the blood speak on your behalf now. Hallelujah, Jesus. May your destiny be secured. May your destiny be fulfilled. May your destiny be established. Hallelujah. May the blood be you and your generations. May it be wrapped up, tied up, and anchored in the shed blood of Jesus. For there is power, wonder-working power, hallelujah. My God, hallelujah, there is power.
wonder-working power, hallelujah. Whatever it is that you may be going through on today, I dare you, I double dare you, like we used to do when we was kids. Hallelujah, wouldn't take the dare. I double dare you to give them a praise. I double dare you to pull the provision of God out of the blood today. I double dare you to surrender and let the blood speak on your behalf. I double dare you to lay it down and say, God, fight my battles. I double dare you, hallelujah, to let your praise be heard in heaven. I double dare you today, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, my God. Hallelujah, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. When people ask me how I'm doing, hallelujah, when they really don't care, but they just want to get all in my business. When they try to make you feel bad about things that you ain't got no business feeling bad about, because Christ died for you. I tell them my past, my present, and my future is under the blood. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name. I let the blood speak for me. Hallelujah. Jesus, I let the blood shut their mouth. I let the blood cry out. Hallelujah. It reaches to the lowest valley, and it climbs to the highest mountain top. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, my past, my present, and my future. Glory to his name. He didn't just die for past sins. Hallelujah. He died for any sin that could ever be committed ever again. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to his name. My God, let the blood speak. Blood speak for me. May the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Speak for me. Hallelujah. I give you permission to speak for me. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name, my God. Beloved, the battle is not yours, but it is the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I don't care what it is. You can put the blood on it. Hallelujah. And prevail. Hallelujah. For the Bible tells us that we overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb. Don't forget that. By the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The only way that you can overcome is by your faith in the blood. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We overcome Satan. Hallelujah. All of his enemies and all of his agents. My God, by the blood of him that defeated them at Calvary. Hallelujah. By him that bruised the head. Of the serpent, my God, and by the words of your testimony, when you begin to testify of what it is that the blood has accomplished for you, I hear some of these testimonies, and people don't even know what a testimony is anymore, my God. They be saying all kinds of things and calling it a testimony. Amen, but we got to go back to the ABCs and the 1, 2, 3. Your testimony is with the blood has accomplished for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, my God. Hallelujah. Amen. My faith is in his blood. Those of you that want to see it into the blood, amen, you can see it. Oh, glory to your name. Give your tithes and your offering, amen. It belongs unto the Lord. Praise God. And you can give through Cash App, $CSCC12. Praise God. Amen. I like to sow into a good word. Hallelujah. I like to sow into it. Why? Because I like to make it work on my behalf. Praise God. I remember, hallelujah, it was David that had sinned against God. And he was down at the threshing floor. Amen. And the person at the threshing floor said unto David, you can have it because you are the king. David said, I would not sacrifice nothing unto my God that I myself has not paid for, that it did not cost me nothing. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, David said this. My God, so I pay attention. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. You want to spend time with a person. Amen. It should cost you something. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody's interested in you. It should cost up something. Hallelujah, my God. Stop giving your time up, your life that you spend. Amen. It didn't cost nobody nothing. They can't even travel across town to see about you. No way. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. Hallelujah. David said, I will not honor my God with something that did not cost me. Hallelujah. The blood that cost God his very life when he shed his blood on Calvary, but then he resurrected himself. God died and resurrected, hallelujah, himself. My God raised himself back up because he is God. Hallelujah. He is God. And that is the resurrection power that is at work in us. That is the resurrection power that is working in the blood. Hallelujah. Let the blood speak on your behalf. Let the blood. Hallelujah. Even now, I want to give you a moment to give it over to God. Just give your cares and your worries. Give them. Lay down your burden. Don't leave here burdened, beloved. There's a word. God said, I finished it all at the cross. He did it all. Hallelujah. He did it all. Hallelujah. This thing is finished at the cross. Your enemy is done. It's finito. But he wants you to believe the smoke screens and the mirrors. Don't do it. Lay down your burden. Lay it down now. Hallelujah. Just bask in the ambiance of the presence of the glory of God. Drink in the glory from the word today. Drink in every heavenly resource released into your hearing. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Smell it with your spirit, you. Sense of smell. Hey, Kebe, Sikiando. The very aroma and essence of the Father. Hallelujah. This word came down from eternity to time to strengthen you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Leave here free. Take off his yoke because his yoke is easy. Oh, Shabbasando. Ikuriandere. Hey, Kobosa. Hallelujah. Take up the yoke of God. Hallelujah. And he said, and learn of me. Hallelujah. Learn the type of mighty God that I am. Hallelujah, Jesus. The battle axe that I am. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Able and willing to fight your battle. If you would just lay it down. Lay down your burden. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, God. Now just tell him thank you. Now just tell him thank you. Oh, kuriandere bosa. Now just bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for bearing my burden. Thank you, Jesus, for being my provision and my resource. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, God. Just get a heart of gratitude. Hallelujah. Because every burden stone has rolled away. Hallelujah. Your Sambalas and Tobias and your Herods. Amen. And your Pharaohs. And hallelujah, my God, and your Goliaths are on the run. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hey, there's been a turnaround, my God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
In your Ooh,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you. You ought to praise them. Huh? You got a reason to bless them.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, he turned it in your favor, huh? When you thought you couldn't make it. Hallelujah. He lifted you up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Beloved, we're going to make it to the end. Hallelujah. If
yes,
Christ
Lord,
coming
Lord,
out
Lord,
my God, we're going
Glory.
To see his face. Hallelujah. We're going to hear that trumpet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We're going to make it.
Glory.
We're going to lift one another up and encourage one another. We're going to make it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, glory, God. We're not leaving no soul behind.
My
you
Lord.
See someone lagging, grab a hold of them. Pray
Lord.
For them. Hallelujah. Intercede for their soul. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You see them doing the wrong thing, pray for them. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Glory. Mm-hmm.
Glory, glory, glory. We're going to make it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Watching and praying for Jesus' return. We're going to make it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Refocus yourself. You're supposed to be watching for his return and interceding and proclaiming the gospel. Hallelujah. Refocus yourself. Hallelujah. We are going to make it. Hallelujah. And the things of this world will be no more. This heaven and earth shall pass away. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There shall be a new heavens and a new earth. Hallelujah, Jesus. And the only light, there will be no sun, the only light of the new city, New Jerusalem. My God, hallelujah, shall be the sun, S-O-N. Hallelujah, the Christ, his radiant glory, the magnificence, the majesticness of the glory of God. Hallelujah. He will be your only illumination. Oh, glory, God, a light so brilliant unlike no other. Hallelujah. We are going to make it. Hallelujah. And throughout this week, you're going to be praying for someone, encouraging someone. Even when we're going through, God calls us to be an encouragement. And you're going to tell them, let the blood of Jesus speak on your behalf. The blood has a voice. Hallelujah. Glory, Jesus.
Lord, my God.
And you are going to make it. Speak life into their situation and circumstance. We're raising up life speakers. Hallelujah. We're raising up life speakers. Speak life. Hallelujah. You're going to make it. Whether it be on this side or the other side of glory, I'm going in. Hallelujah. I'm going to make it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You got to get that thing set in your heart. You got to refocus yourself, beloved. Refocus yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to release the line to Minister Ardeen. Minister Ardeen, I ask that you do the altar call for me. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going to ask that Minister Harris, amen, close us out in prayer. Amen. After the altar call, beloved, hold on. Don't let Christ go. Let your anchor hold. Hallelujah. Let the blood of sprinkling that sprinkled your heart, your spirit, and cleanse you from the evil conscience. Woo! Hallelujah. Let it speak. Let it speak the more excellent things of God concerning you. And you know his thoughts towards you. They are all good. Thoughts to prosper and be in good health. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. Sometimes you just got to tell yourself, self, you are in my way. Pain, you in. Divine health is my potion. Amen. Ain't no room for poverty here. My God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. My God. God meets my need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I may not have it, but I ain't broke. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's coming. Money coming. Money coming. It's coming. Hallelujah. It's coming.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's coming. Hallelujah. Watch out. Don't get in the way of my money. It's coming. Hallelujah. Don't get in the way of my healing and my blessing. It's coming. It's on the move. The Spirit is moving. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, He's the Holy Ghost is moving. Affecting change. Hallelujah. My God, don't stand in the way. Watch what you say about the people of God. For the Bible says no one can curse who God has blessed. Be careful. Hallelujah. Amen. Believe God. Believe God. They can't curse you with a sickness or nothing. It is not your portion.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank
you, Lord God.
Amen.
When they tell me, what is your family history? Did your father have high blood pressure? direction, oh God, ain't got none of that. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
God ain't got none of that. He ain't got no high blood pressure, no sugar diabetes. He ain't got none of that.
None of that.
I'm going up the spirit. Hallelujah. Yeah. And if it creeps in, the blood is going to put it out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, God. The blood. Hallelujah. Use the blood as your weapon of warfare. Please, the early church used to plead the blood. Hallelujah. You got to get back to, the Bible says, that's how we overcome, the blood of the Lamb.
Yes, Lord.
But you got to know the provision that comes through the blood to bear your burden. Hallelujah. I release the line to Minister R.D. Amen. Bless you, beloved.
Thank you, Lord God. We thank you. Amen. We thank you, Father, for this word on today. Hallelujah. If there be anyone on the line this morning, this afternoon, hallelujah. Oh, you've heard the word and it has touched your heart, hallelujah. And you want to have another chance if you are falling apart from the Lord, hallelujah. The opportunity that you can come back to him. Hallelujah. Draw near and he will come close to you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we thank you, Jesus. And so if at this time, if you would just repeat with me these words, hallelujah, and it's coming from Romans 10, verses 9 and 10, hallelujah, you shall be saved, hallelujah. And it reads as that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Just repeat after me. Father, I confess my sins unto you today.
Jesus,
if I've done anything or said anything that is not of you, please wash me with your blood, Lord God. Your blood, your saving blood, hallelujah. Your blood that will wash me white as snow, dear Lord God. Oh, God, I turn away from my sins and I look to you, Lord God, because you are indeed the author and the finisher of my faith. Amen, amen. I believe that you died for me, Lord God, and that you've been risen, hallelujah, from the dead just for me, hallelujah. Once you say those words, amen, amen, you shall be saved, amen. And then what you have is just find yourself in a Bible-based teaching church, a word that is teaching his truth and only his truth, hallelujah, that you can grow in him, you can know more about him, hallelujah, amen, because it's by his word, hallelujah, that we will be
hallelujah.
Set and delivered, the word of God, amen, amen. And we just want to take this time just to say we welcome you to the body of Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You can continue to go further to take the next step, hallelujah, of your salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Father
amen,
God.
Beloved. Amen.
Father.
Go ahead, Minister Harris. I'm sorry.
Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word that has come forth this morning, Father God. I pray that you take it in, Lord God, and let it be your meat, your bread, Lord God, to take you through this week, Lord God. We thank you for the woman of God that brought forth the word, Lord God, that you will touch her today and all of those that gave ear to hear what thus saith the Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, not for what you're doing, but what you're going to do right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it all, Father
hallelujah.
God. Right now, yes, and we do thank you for what you've done. The devil is a lie. We do thank you for what
Jesus.
You've done. But most of all, Father God, we're thanking you right now for what you're going to do right now. In the name of Jesus, for the blood. Yes, it's
hallelujah.
For the blood, Lord God. That's going to take us through, Lord God, is for the blood that's bringing family in, Lord God, whether you can see it right now from all the distraction, Lord God, even when it seems like all hell has broke loose, glory to God, you will hold up a standard even in these times right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you because you're sweet. Smelling Savior, Lord God. Lord, we just want to thank you this morning because no other thing under the sun is but you and the blood this morning
Hallelujah.
And this afternoon, Lord God. If I woke up this morning and opened up my eyes and didn't tell you thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord God, forgive me right now.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Because every breath that I take, Lord God, every step I make, Lord God, it's you, Lord God, because you did it, Lord God. You did it for me, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank
Lord,
you, Jesus.
You took and touched my body, Lord God. All glory to the name of Jesus. When they said that was damage done and things they could not correct, Father God. Yeah, but I told them you, Lord God, have the last say so. Oh, man, and doctors can say a lot of things, like Apostle said, but God will do it for you.
Hallelujah.
Because he did it for me, Lord God. Even with the spinal damage, Lord God, last night I got up and I gave God a praise. Hallelujah.
Because
nobody
Hallelujah.
Didn't do that but God. He told me he was going to turn it around. Everything that I see, everything that I hear, Lord God, that's not like you, Lord God. He told me to turn it around because he will do it. And if he can do it for me, he can do it for you. Right now, in the name of Jesus, by the blood.
Jesus.
There's nothing that to sleep with, taught to eat, Lord God, can stop the Almighty God and the blood of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus.
Thank
when
you,
nothing
Jesus.
Seems like it's going right, hallelujah. God can get put a praise in your heart. Oh, he can put a dance in your feet, Lord God.
Oh, yes,
because it's nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood.
Hallelujah.
Nothing but the blood saved me, hallelujah, when I did not even know what the blood was. Oh, glory to God. But I thank him this afternoon, Lord God, just for the joy deep down in my heart. Lord, I love you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Reach from heart to heart and breath to breath this afternoon, Lord God. Walk up and down in your saint house, Lord God. Find everything right now that's not like you in the name of Jesus, by the blood from the north, the south, the east, the west, Lord God. Oh,
yes,
glory to the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Your warring angel right now, by the blood of Jesus.
Yes,
your spirit, Lord God, that's not like you in the other piece of hell right now, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. Nothing
Hallelujah.
Can stand up. Under the word saints right now, in the name of Jesus, we can Jesus can do
everything,
Lord God, right now, in the name, now my share, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Give us traveling mercies, Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord
Jesus,
God, it's already done. It's already done right now, in the name of Jesus. Anything that we have asked for, anything that we have prayed for, glory to God, that said will not be denied, saith the Lord. And I thank you right now. Oh, glory to the name of Jesus. I just thank you this morning. Oh, glory to God for just doing it for me, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you. And I do praise his holy name because everything is going down but the word of God. And I praise it right now. Hallelujah, Mama. Hey, glory to the
Jesus,
name.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Nothing but the blood. Right now in the name of Jesus, I do thank you. And I praise his holy name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to the name of Jesus. And for the woman of God right now, in the name of Jesus, it's already done. And I thank you and I praise you. Right now, in the name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Beloved, you are officially dismissed. We're going to go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen. Yes. I want to remind you of Monday night prayer. I'm going to be pulling on some of you for the prayer service. Amen. Listen, I want you to get the assignment is we're going to be praying the blood of Jesus, using the blood as a weapon of warfare during our time of fasting and praying. Remember the scripture. This scripture that reads, amen, that we overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony, beloved. This we want to overcome the way the Bible says we should overcome.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
We don't want to add nothing to it. We want to overcome the way that he says, and that is by the blood of the Lamb of God. Amen. And so we want to encourage you. Go in peace and sin no more. Agape love.
Agape love.